This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves. Tell us whatever is on your mind. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And I'm wondering what people think about what they call manspreading, which evidently is this, whether perceived or real, tendency of men to take up more space in public, particularly while seated, than women.
I think that a man can manspread in private too. It's just that it's less irritating for those that are irritated by this. And I get it. I mean, like, if somebody's taking up more than one seat on the subway or whatever, that's going to be irritating, right? That's going to be annoying.
I mean, beyond irritating, especially if you're stuck standing because some inconsiderate jerk is standing there taking up as much space as humanly possible.
Yeah, I think that, let's see if I remember correctly, some pregnant lady is trying to pass legislation or something that, you know, has like pregnant-only seats on the bus or the subway or something like that, which I find to be kind of
sexist.
Interesting. If what it says to me is that this person doesn't have the guts to say, I'm pregnant, I'd like not to stand, right? And I don't know what it would be like for everybody else, but were I to speak her language and understand what she said, I'm saying this because I've been in New York City and been on the subway, and I'm not sure that half of the people on the cart spoke English. So, but anyway, if I understood what she said, I would. Yes, ma'am, right here. You can have this seat. I'd give it to her right off because I wouldn't
That's
have even.
That's just what you do. You be considerate to people.
Sure, being pregnant, it's uncomfortable to stand.
Well, I mean, it's not exactly comfortable to stand in any situation.
Sure.
But I imagine if you're carrying around all of that extra weight, it's got that added level of discomfort.
Yeah, there's some bloating that goes with it, too. You know, the feet
but
get.
I imagine it's true of most anyone, male or female, however, that if they were to encounter some pregnant person on the subway who asked them for their seat, most people would gladly give that seat up for the pregnant person, regardless of the sex of the person who is sitting, right?
Right.
But then again, I don't know. There's that whole aspect of third wave feminism where chivalry is dead because women killed it, essentially, and where the guy may very well respond, no, you wanted equal rights. Well, a man is standing there, so stand with him.
Yeah, I think I personally am not of that opinion. If somebody wants to be all equal rights or something, then I might have a conversation with them about that. But I would not force upon a woman my vision of equal rights because she was a woman.
Sure.
I think that the largely feminism does not represent the wishes of the majority of women, at least in America. I have no idea what it's like in Great Britain. I've never been there and don't really care. I wouldn't be of that opinion. I mean, I can get it. If somebody says it, it can be funny on the internet or whatever. Ah, you wanted equal rights. But, I wouldn't do that in real life because the vast majority of women don't want whatever the hell feminists are talking about.
Right.
You know, and
well, there's also the issue of
the most recent episode of trotting out, hey, ladies, let's not have sex with our men until they solve this problem or that problem, right? Like, you're constantly seeing this, which is, to me, nothing but a clawing attempt by a bunch of lesbians to get women to stop having sex with men. So that I presume they will be more likely to have sex with women.
I can't say I disagree.
hey, we don't like men, so you shouldn't have sex with them.
That's definitely one of the areas that this third wave of feminism gets wrong. I mean, you can have equality without having congruence. I mean, that's one of the first things we learned during basic high school geometry is that there's a difference between something that is equal and something that is congruent. congruent, for all intents and purposes, means identical.
Yeah.
Well, men and women aren't identical.
Right. Equal doesn't mean the same.
Right.
And you can, for instance, it's even easier than geometry. You can just look at a math problem, right? 2 plus 2 is equal to 3 plus 1.
Yep, there you go.
And
they are equal, but they're not identical.
Not the same.
Yeah.
And that's fine, but, I mean, you know, this is just this whole thing. Let's go on here as far as the story, because I think it's great.
Yeah, so speaking of manspreading,
yeah,
evidently a woman seems to be...
Of course it is.
Out of the United... Yeah. Can't argue with that.
Yep.
Has designed a chair that forces its male occupants to sit with their legs closed.
Yeah.
Now, as a trans person, this raises a lot of interesting questions for me. Which way do I get to sit in the chair? Right.
Well, as I understand it, especially in Great Britain, they have a phenomenon called TERFs. Are you familiar with TERFs?
We have them. Yes, we have them here. That's trans-exclusionary radical feminists.
Right.
We have them here in the United States as well.
As a matter of fact, not too long ago, I think it was the Heritage Foundation had some TERFs come speak. It was a conservative organization. I don't know which one. I thought it was the Heritage. Maybe I'm right. It's just coming from memory. So they said they had some TERFs come speak, these trans-exclusionary radical feminists, and the ladies and the conservatives agreed.
I am not surprised.
And the agreement is that you're the gender that you were born. And this is interesting. When the feminists and the conservatives are agreeing, what does that mean? I don't know. I mean, they didn't summon a demon, from what I could tell.
Yeah, it seems like a sign of the coming apocalypse, I would have to say.
So, that's all very interesting. I am of the opinion that that identity politics is self-destructive.
Oh, absolutely.
That this is part of the whole problem, is that on one hand, the trans folks have their little list of grievances, on the other hand, the feminists have their list of grievances, and then the people of color have their lists of grievances, and all those grievances are the most important grievances.
Yes, that's why they're always at each other's throats.
Right.
You know?
And they cannot get along because in some cases the grievances grieve each other. So, you know, you have the liberals wanting to welcome the Muslims, but the Muslims are like, hey, your gay folks and your feminists and, you know, all these things, we just can't live with that part. And, well, that's always funny to me. I like this.
I would agree.
Yeah, as a trans person.
How did that even happen?
What's that?
The bedfellows? The Muslims and the Muslims saying...
Well, they're minorities in the United States, and that's all that matters to the liberals. They are chess pieces to be moved around on a board.
No, not in the case of Muslims. Muslims used to be dyed-in-the-wool Republicans, all of them. Then 9/11 happened. The Republicans lost their minds. Lost their minds.
Yes, they did.
And then Muslims are like, whoa, you know, like Republicans are saying, let's make it so Muslims can't have mosques in certain too close to where they blew up the towers because Muslims and towers, whatever the hell they're yicking and yakking about. Right. And surprise, people who feel excluded by you no longer want to vote for you. And, you know, basically, come 9/11, the Republican Party became the party of old white people. They alienated the Mexicans who voted by and large for George Bush, and they alienated the Muslims who by and large voted for George Bush and had voted for pretty much Republicans all along.
This is
Muslims
why we
didn't have these ideas.
This is why we have the alt-right now, is because the Democrats took all of these, quote, marginalized groups, all of these minorities at any rate, and it put them into a group, and that left the older white men standing around going, well, everyone else is banding together to acquire political power over us, we have to band together as well. And the people who were like, okay, well, we're all white, we're all cis dudes, we're all straight, let's band together on that basis. And then suddenly you have the rise of the alt-right, Donald Trump calling Mexicans drug dealers and rapists, doing all the things that Donald Trump, you know, does.
So I'm of the opinion that the Muslims didn't want to go to the Democrats because they liked the Democrats. They went to the Democrats because they had no place else to go.
Sure.
And that if Republicans could figure out how to be more inclusive without being, you know, yeah, basically, you know, you don't compromise your principles on economics or anything like that. First, Republicans are just lying about their principles on economics.
Just all stop being bigots?
Right, basically.
Well, that's the issue. Nobody would believe them now if they were to do that.
Because yeah, it would take a generation to undo it.
855-450-3733. Let us know what you think about man-spreading and the whole divisiveness culture being peddled across the world. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-free as in freedom.
And not to mention the shedding. I was vacuuming the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. That number is 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is, well, it's the place to go to find out about cryptocurrency. It looks like cryptocurrency's gotten volatile again. People are making money in it, so you know, you'll probably be hearing more. I know you've heard that Bitcoin was dead, and I know you've heard that multiple times. So here we are. It's risen again. Go to Bitcoin.com because they can, you can get the best news. You can get started. They have the Get Started link right there at the top. You can learn about Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrencies and all the things you need to know. Get a wallet. Get some. Actually, once you get the wallet, you can actually get a little free crypto to get started with, and you can buy cryptocurrencies and those sorts of things. And they have a new program they've rolled out called local.bitcoin.com. Aria, you've had some success with this.
I am in love with it. Local.bitcoin.com is probably the best thing to ever happen to me.
It's allowed you to start your own little cottage industry.
Yeah, I just happen to be at the right place at the right time, really, and with the right idea for people who are interested in that idea. It's a great exchange. It's private. It's secure. It has a very low threshold of scammers. You know, you go to that other site, and probably 50% of the people I've encountered were scammers versus local.bitcoin.com, where it's extraordinarily rare. And they get weeded out eventually. I've had to file disputes with various traders, and the arbitrators were fair and reasonable and quick to respond, but fair, so they weren't just going to make a rash decision. The whole thing is just awesome. I would highly recommend people check it out.
Local.bitcoin.com. That's the new project.
And we've been talking about manspreading and the divisive culture among the left in general.
Yeah, I remember when I had never heard the term manspreading. Those were the good old days. Now I know all about this stuff. Manspreading, mansplaining, manstuff.
I'm more familiar with mansplaining than manspreading. I mean, I know what manspreading is, but as far as various issues throughout the world, mansplaining is the one that I hear brought up more frequently. To the extent where if you're a man, you can't say anything.
Right. Well, that's basically what it comes down to is that it's a way to say, shut up. I don't like who you are in the world. It's identity politics all over again. But, you know, the term has parlance, and it's probably because some guy is trying to explain something on a pretty regular basis to some gal, and they don't like it.
Well, who likes to be told that they're
wrong? Let me explain what mansplaining is, because then we'll have a meta mansplain. It'll be a man mansplaining.
Okay.
So mansplaining is when a man explains to a woman what is the truth about a particular issue. Especially,
I love how weighted that definition was.
Isn't that what it is?
I would say mansplaining is a man explaining to a woman his opinion on a particular subject
that she already knows about.
I don't
that
have
she may
opinion.
Or may not know
I don't
know
have
about.
Opinions. I have. I know the truth.
Okay.
I mean,
well,
seriously.
I can't argue with that level of conviction.
Right. Like, here's a little piece of truth. Here's a little mansplaining for you.
Yeah, you successfully mansplained me.
Yeah, I got no problem with it. Yeah, mansplaining is just another sort of terminology in the feminist war book, where this idea that men and women should be equal, viewed equally under the law, which is like almost nobody disagrees with.
Right.
Is somehow perverted into all men are bad and need to be sorry for what they have done.
Well, we've seen this repeatedly, and I think it's just human nature that, in the past, men did some screwed up things toward women. Sure. Okay?
If we want to explain it that way, yes. But men have done some screwed up things towards men, too.
Sure.
Screwed up things have and will continue to occur, have occurred and will continue to.
Right. But women, they campaigned for equality and then largely achieved equality and then realized, you know what, this isn't enough. We have to actually seek out vengeance. We have to avenge our four mothers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We see it in the LGBT community as well.
Can you explain some of the vengeance to me?
Well, they want the political power. They want men to shut up. They want men to be forced to sit in uncomfortable chairs on the subway. They want men to be the ones who are having to sit in the back of the bus, so to speak, while the women get to sit at the front.
But women have generally had chairs. I mean, sure. Men have done a reasonably good job in this life of making sure that women had places to sit and doors that they couldn't open opened for them.
But those
now the funny part
came
me,
with very high costs.
To me, the funny part is...
I mean, women have only been able to vote for less than a century.
Sure. But you say that, but at the same time, how many households are men and women voting differently?
I don't know whether or not that's
just make a guess.
Relevant.
It sure it is. Because in every household that women existed, they couldn't vote. So all the households, all the women couldn't vote.
Right.
So presumably there was about one vote per household, and it was had by the men. In most households that I'm familiar with,
well, and their
the men
18-year-old son.
Right, their 18-year-old son at was that so at, in the early 1900s? Now it would have been their 21-year-old son.
Okay.
So the 18-year-olds didn't get the vote until the 1960s.
Okay.
So and at one point it was landowners too, but the early Democrats under like Jackson, you know, very early Democrats wanted people right. who didn't own land to be able to vote, and that's fine, whatever. But what I'm saying is that the majority of households, people vote the same way in the household. So giving everybody in the household, just everybody in every household a vote, just really largely increases the number of votes, not the changing the outcome very much.
Now, I would agree in a lot of cases, but and I realize that a lot of things were happening during the 20th century simultaneously, like Rosie the Riveter, women going out into the workforce, acquiring jobs, securing their own way in the world. So for the most part, throughout this history, women just didn't have the capabilities because of all sorts of social forces that were not exclusively the fault of men. They didn't have the capability to go out and get their jobs and be single women making their way in the world like they do now.
Sure.
If they had existed in that time, those 25-year-old women being secretaries or whatever would not have been allowed to vote.
Correct. 25-year-old women being secretaries would not have been able to vote. But prior to the women's suffrage movement, there weren't a lot of
right.
25-year-old single women secretaries. So,
and I don't know if that's really the fault of men or not. I just know that the way it was written, it was the men were allowed to vote. Like, it wasn't one household per vote. It was the man of the household got a vote.
Correct. And the presumption here is that the men and women in the household didn't talk about politics. And I don't think that's true. Maybe if women wanted to talk about politics, they probably talked with their husbands about it. And presumably, if they had a good relationship, what I would call a healthy relationship, the man took that in consideration, probably changed his mind, and his vote went a different direction. Or maybe that was his feeling on it all along. I have no idea, but I don't think that the women's suffrage movement really did that much for women. It did a lot for throwing people in jail for alcohol, right? Like, let's not forget that the women's suffrage movement was very closely related with Prohibition. Like, these two things are totally together.
Interesting.
Women wanted to be able to vote and for men not to drink.
We have to get further into that because I'm not aware of the connection there. I don't dispute you or anything like that. I just want to learn more about it. So let's get into that. If you have thoughts on the subject, let us know this. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, or use the Discord calling lines, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump has a message for those who criticize the United States.
If you're not happy here, then you can leave. As far as I'm concerned, if you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way. A lot of people love it. But if you're not happy in the U.S., if you're complaining all the time, very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now.
Democratic Congresswoman from Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, was one of the congresswomen that the president called out on Twitter. She responds.
This is the agenda of white nationalists. Whether it is happening in chat rooms, and now it's reached the White House garden.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about feminism and the perils of feminism throughout the last several decades, at least. But Mark insists that, you know, well, he hasn't insisted yet because somebody's disagreed with him, but he's saying that, you know, the women's suffrage movement was largely tied to prohibition.
And is that what you would call first wave feminism, the suffrage movement and, you know, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Ladies getting out of the workforce.
Well, I'm not sure. I just know that third wave feminism is where you'll find the TERFs and the whole mansplaining and manspreading nonsense at. I don't know what defines first wave or second wave.
I'm not sure that I consider manspreading to be nonsense. I think that this may be one of the better complaints that they have. It just doesn't touch most women's lives because I think that the people that write feminist articles tend to be women who live in cities.
The thing about manspreading,
cities with public transportation.
I have not heard about manspreading outside the context of the London Underground, the New York City subway, and
yep,
things like that. And it's I've seen pictures of this. It's like a guy sits down and he spreads his legs so far he takes up three seats.
Yep. That's
a legitimate complaint.
I think it's a legit complaint. I think that because it's a complaint about something that does not affect, right, it's projected out into the world as, see, Men are a problem when the vast majority of us are not dealing with this. I sit in my own chairs most of my life, not in public transportation chairs, and so I don't really think about this at all. But if I was standing there, I'd be like, I'd just sit down. I'd say, excuse me, and I'd sit down. But then you've got the problem of somebody touching your leg that you don't want touching it, I guess.
Well, that's technically not a problem. Aggression.
I don't think it is, but...
Is it aggression?
Technically, sure.
If I sit next to a guy...
If somebody touches me without my consent, they're committing aggression against me. It just depends upon the extent to which they've touched me.
Not if you go into a place where touching is expected. And,
okay, fair.
So if if it's reasonable to presume when you sit next to a plane, next to a guy on a plane, that your two legs are going to touch...
Once in a while, yeah.
That happens. No. I mean, when I'm on a plane, often find that my leg is just touching the other guy's leg. And you know what? It doesn't bother me. It's a time and a place where two guys with pants on, you know, their legs are touching. I don't think I'd be comfortable with it if we're both sitting in shorts. But since we both have pants on, whatever. I'll notice it. Huh, that's happening. Okay. And then I go on with life. Because I guess I think that men physically are more likely to do a little bit of spreading. I get it. Plus, socially, women have been told their whole lives, ladies, you must keep your legs together, otherwise he's going to try to find the promised land or whatever.
I can't weigh in on that. I was not raised as a little girl.
No.
So I don't know what little girls were taught.
No.
But I don't think this is an issue about sex at all. And I think making it an issue about sex or gender, however we wish to characterize it, is probably doing a disservice to the actual issue of people sitting down on the subway and spreading their legs too wide. Because now we have women who are doing it in retaliation. This is not fixing the problem.
No.
It's exacerbating it. Now you have both sexes doing it. So let's make it about, don't be a jerk. Don't be inconsiderate of your fellow human beings, regardless of what's between your legs.
Yeah, I think that sometimes people just aren't paying attention, and that's okay. You just got to tell them, I'd like to sit down or whatever, and then, oh, sure.
Is it possible for someone to take up three seats on a subway?
Yeah, what level of not paying attention is this?
Yeah.
I think some people put their gear on the subway seat or whatever, and they're not paying attention to this. This is certainly something that women are just probably guilty of as men, if not more. And, you got to do is say, I'd like to sit down.
If we're going to do this, let's talk about the overwhelming tendency of women to set their massive purses on the conveyor belts at checkouts and stores, preventing other people from putting their groceries, their purchases that they're attempting to make, onto that conveyor belt.
Never experienced it.
You've never experienced that?
I don't go through a lot of... My wife does my grocery shopping because I'm a sexist.
I have seen it probably... I don't know. Probably 90% of the time I see a middle-aged or above woman going through a checkout. She's going to slap her purse right there on the conveyor belt.
I don't see it because I go through the self-checkout.
Well, I do too because I'm antisocial. But those aren't offered everywhere. You know, that's only Walmart, really.
I don't like the self-checkout because when you get produce, you got to punch it in and all that stuff. I don't want to do that.
So men have to stand there holding their stuff or having – because men – if somebody's going into Walmart to buy like five items, it's more than likely going to be a man. He's not going to stop to push around a stupid cart. He's either going to grab a handheld basket or he's just going to grab the items and lug them around the store.
Right.
A woman's not going to do that. So if somebody's going to be standing there holding their junk, waiting to be able to set it down, it's going to be a man. And if somebody's taking up more space than is necessary, it's going to be a woman with her stupid purse as she digs through the 40-pound bag looking for her debit card or her checkbook or whatever, like she didn't really know she was about to go into the store and needed to spend money.
You know those things are larger on the inside, right?
It's like a bag of folding.
I have one. I'm very well aware of that, yes. You can fit a lot more into them than you would expect.
Yep.
But still, when I'm about to go into a store and I know I'm going to be spending money, I don't leave my money buried down at the bottom of my purse. I go, I'm about to need this. I don't want to make the people behind me wait for 5 minutes while I dig through this black hole.
Well, that's just being considerate.
Yes, and if somebody's going to be inconsiderate at one of these checkouts, it's going to be a woman with her purse.
Okay.
So let's address that at the same time as we're addressing them.
But let's talk about the chair that this feminist has made.
Yeah, because we haven't gotten to that.
Because that's funny.
So a feminist designer named Layla Laurel has unveiled an anti-man-spreading chair that forces its male occupants to sit with their legs closed.
Wait, it forces the male occupants to sit with their... What does it do to female occupants?
Well, we'll get to that. Miss Laurel, 23, a University of Brighton graduate, created the... Now, she had to go to college to do this, and the chair does not look like it was designed by anybody above the age of 11.
Hmm.
I mean, it looks uncomfortable. It looks more like a table than it does a chair.
It doesn't look like she spent a lot of time with, like, a lot of machinery or whatever.
No, it's got zero aesthetic appeal to it whatsoever.
I'd agree.
So, she says, you know, it seems like a universal issue. This is her final, this is part of her final year project for college, by the way.
Oh, my.
I don't think it's an act of conscious sexism, but even sitting can be a political problem. Women are taught to take up less space in public. I don't know if that's true or not.
I
would assume it is because I've never heard otherwise.
So, women are taught to take up less space. I'm not sure what she means when she says that. I think women are taught to keep their legs closed because men specifically will spend time trying to look up their skirts. And that's not being taught to take up less space. That's taught, you know, modesty.
Well, it is by extension being taught to take up less space.
I understand, right, but that's what I'm saying. The result is that, but that's not what they're being taught. They're being taught modesty, not to take up less space. Like, what she's saying here is that, how come we're taught to take up less space? No, you're taught to modesty, and the result is taking up less space.
So,
Barry, no one says that you can't eat enough to be 500 pounds. Will there be consequences, social consequences? Yes.
So let's attempt to describe this chair for people who aren't seeing it. It's triangular-shaped, and it's angled from the back so that it's thinner at the front than it is at the back. As you would expect, it sort of has these bars or these ridges, these edges that force your legs, if you were to stupidly sit down on one of these,
if you chose to
together
sit in thing,
rather than open. And it looks like it was made out of leftover bar stool remnants. And it has a back that probably goes up just to your lower middle back, and it looks like
a luxurious 4 or 5 inches.
It looks like it's the most uncomfortable thing anyone could ever choose to sit on.
It is a modern torture device.
Yeah. This is your modern Judas cradle, in fact.
What is that?
Oh, I can't describe
we'll
that on air.
Explain it here shortly.
855-450-3733.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Michael.
Oh, sorry.
I need audio here. And Mark. Hey, want to tell you about My Magic Mud. Right now, it's still Prime Day. Amazon Prime Day? Prime Days? I don't know what they're calling it now. It's more than one day, so I guess Prime Days. And you can save 50% off of My Magic Mud. So what is My Magic Mud? It is a black tooth powder that removes stains from your teeth. And, in my opinion, just makes them feel generally cleaner than toothpaste does. And I think it's a great product. I won't be without it. It's awesome. I've packed my stuff to go to Freedom Fest, including my Magic Mud regular toothpaste. I won't bring the black powder because I'm only going to be gone for 5 days. I could live without it for that long. But I am going to bring the toothpaste that they have. They have all kinds of options. There you go, mymagicmud.com. You can see the vast array of things they have. And they also sell them at Amazon. And right now, because it's Prime Days, you can save 50% off through, I guess it's about midnight today. It says July 15th, so I presume it's midnight today. And they're asking for reviews. So please, give them some positive reviews if you feel positively about the project. mymagicmud.com.
So the toothpaste I'm gathering is some sort of qualitatively different from ordinary toothpaste, but it isn't as, I guess, extensive as the powder stuff?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to sort of extend the value of the powder stuff. But, you know, it's activated charcoal in the powder.
That's so amazing. I cannot imagine, you know, what sort of spark in their heads had to have existed for them to go, let's take this bentonite or whatever it was.
Bentonite clay, yeah.
Yeah, and charcoal and clean our teeth with it and find it to be effective.
It was just a mom. It's Jessica Armand is her name. And she had some dental problems with her kids. They couldn't use certain products and they're, of course, having, teeth issues and that kind of thing. So she came up with something to solve her problems at her house, and it worked so well and she was so happy about it that she then went on and decided to market the product from there.
That is absolutely amazing. Well, we've been talking about things that women have invented that are not quite as amazing.
Right.
Number one among those lists is this chair that it just looks absolutely awful. I don't want to spend any more time describing it, but there is also the female version that has no railings on the side.
Right. So the
chair angled
sort of,
the opposite way.
Right. It's sort of a triangular shape. Well, it's really more of a quadrilateral, I guess. But
Well, if it finished off, it would be a triangle.
It would be.
But yeah, it's four sided, not three.
They have in the men's case, it sort of funnels their legs down into a little makes them stick their little knees together, and whereas in the women's case, it forces them to spread, which is...
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't.
It doesn't?
No, there are no rails on the female version. Hold on.
What is that thing in the middle?
You are still correct. Well, yeah, there is the thing in the middle.
There's a little wedge that supposedly keeps their legs apart.
Let me put it this way, then. There is a lot more room for maneuverability in the female chair than there is in the male chair.
Yes, you could sit on the female chair in easier ways, I guess. You could sit it sideways, and it wouldn't be as much of a problem. But.
So what's to prevent a man from sitting in the so-called female chair?
Well, the wedge being there, I think the intention behind it is parts of his body preventing him from sitting there.
Oh, I see.
If spreading is bad behavior... And that's what I am to presume when we talk about it being manspreading. Then why would you want to, as a feminist, incentivize women to spread?
Well, that's exactly it. Because it's not about, actually freeing up space on the bus. It's not about allowing men and women to sit equally. It may have used to be about that. But what the goal here is to punish men. Is to make men endure, and I use that word loosely, what women had to endure for the past several decades.
So this is the part that I just don't understand. Are these people that hate men, or are they these people that want to subjugate men? Like we're dominatrixes, basically. Because that's where you have to have gone.
I would say it's probably both.
It sounds like a mix of both, possibly.
Because no man is going to buy this chair. The men that buy this chair deserve to be uncomfortable.
No one's buying this chair. This doesn't even solve the problem. You don't have man spreading in a random chair sitting in the studio here.
Right. If my legs were spread too far here in this chair in the studio,
it wouldn't affect
anyone. Would care.
No.
This is a problem in public transit on subways and buses, and these seats will not be these seats wouldn't even work.
Oh, I don't agree with that assessment at all.
Oh yeah, they could totally make a seat. They could make, at the very least, they could make a seat that just has sort of more of a lip on the edge where you sit, but then, it's not fair to fat people.
But you have cities like San Francisco, New York, Seattle, all of these liberal strongholds where I could easily see seats like these being pushed through by the city council as a replacement for the seats on the bus and the subway.
Well, I think that maybe that's the case. I don't know the answer to that, but I think that comes with its own set of problems. So if an obese person...
Why not just segregate? I mean, if we're going to do this, I mean, why not just segregate men and women? Women are allowed to sit in this part of the subway. Men are allowed to sit in this part of the subway.
Because it's unfair to give women pink seats and men blue seats.
It's unfair to everyone, but that's ultimately what this is. It's just on a minor scale. Let's segregate which chairs men are allowed to sit in and which chairs women are allowed to sit in. It's still divisive nonsense, just as bad, 100% just as bad. It's saying women must sit in this part of the bus. Black people have to sit in that part of the bus. Trans people, they're not allowed on the bus. It's just as bad.
If I wanted to give my seat, if we have a men-only and a women-only section, can I give my seat to a pregnant woman at that point? What if there's more women on my particular car than men and, all the women's seats are taken up or something?
History would suggest that no. If your water fountain back in the back in the 1970s.
Colored only water fountain.
Yeah. If your white water fountain was, nobody was standing in line waiting on it, you were just chilling there next to it, and there was a line of 30 black people waiting on the colored fountain. Yeah. You wouldn't be able to say, hey, you look really thirsty. Come use this fountain.
Right.
Because then you would be going to jail. You would be breaking the law. You
I doubt it.
Well, maybe, yeah, probably not.
I think
the other
the social
guy
convention
would
go after the black person because they had stepped out of line
certainly.
In that case. I would just be a moron.
So in this case, either the man or the woman, one of the two parties, would be stepping out of line. But that's going to be the case with these chairs as well. If they manage to make their way into any sort of public transportation, if a woman sits down in the men's chair, or totally allowable. But if a man sits down in the woman's chair, no. He's getting fined. He's getting a ticket. Worst case scenario, he may in fact be going to jail. It depends on how far they want to push this. But it's the same segregationist nonsense.
Well, most of the handicap spots, most of the time, handicap spots are enforced by social convention, as opposed to somebody going around and writing tickets for somebody who doesn't have a handicap placard. I'm thinking about this because today I used a handicap parking space, although I don't have a handicap placard.
Okay.
And the reason is that I was driving my friend who's at the nursing home and uses a walker. He wanted to pick up his photos from the photo mart on Main Street. I don't know why this is what he does, but this is what he does. So I can't there's no way for me to drop him off in the middle of Main Street. I have to use a handicap spot, and then I have to get out and go and, you know, help him over the curb. I have to help him into the door and do a variety of things. I have to do it. Now, it feels really weird because I don't have permission from the people in the government who hand out these things, but I figure if he comes walking back in his walker that the cop will probably just tear up the ticket. That's my guess.
I would think so. I mean, especially once they, you know, actually see that you may not be handicapped. The owner of the vehicle may not be, but you're clearly assisting someone who is. So I don't think but that wasn't the case with more collectivist crap like the segregation, the racism, the sexism and things like that. Right.
Which
was people actually were ticketed, and the cops didn't just tear the tickets up. The judges didn't just throw the tickets out and release the.
They enforced their rules.
Yeah. And I think that's ultimately what we're going to see here. It's not good. I don't think this is the proper solution. You shouldn't need your own specific chair based on what is between your legs or based on what you present yourself as, whatever.
If man spreading is a problem, and I'm willing to concede that it is, I don't think that this is the solution. I think that this is the solution for a liberal college student at a liberal college to get an A on their report, their final report in design class, though. So good for her.
855-450-3733.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.